So I'm going to skip ahead to later. Now, throughout my adult life, I continued to have spiritual experiences, and some more profound than others. And up until, we'll just skip up to about 10 years ago. In fact, it was 10 years ago in the year 2000. I went to visit Geronimo's graves in Medicine Park. And it was a very hot morning. It was going to be a hot day. And his gravesite is marked with a kind of a pyramid of cannonballs or something like that. There's a cedar juniper tree next to it, and where people leave their offerings for him to travel in the spirit world. And I left my offering, and I was walking through the grave site and on, and then I was visiting, I was lingering, and walking away, and I heard a pickup truck come in, and I heard the grate, you know, the back gate, the grating of the gate, unhooking it, and soft voices and native voices, and I didn't turn around, so I didn't want to bother them. It wasn't my place. It's a grave site, and one needs to be respectful. So I didn't turn around and intrude on whatever they were doing. I stayed faced away, and I was 100, 200 feet away at least. And I heard them talking, and time went on, and then the talking stopped, and then I thought I heard the pickup drive away on the gravel. It was all gravel there at that time. And I waited more, 5-10 minutes, and then I turned around and I walked back very slowly, and there was a pony at Geronimo's grave, tethered. It was a little Indian pony, and, you know, with a blanket and all, very, very decorated, ornately decorated in his forelocks and his mane and everything. Beautiful pony in a saddle with a, it was an odd looking saddle, but it had a sheath and a rifle in it. And I thought it might have been an apparition. I thought it was a vision. I didn't know for sure, but I didn't touch the pony for that reason, because I thought maybe it was a vision and I didn't want it to pop or something. And but it was just, it was beautiful. So I just stood there and enjoyed it. And then I walked on after a time, and I went down, and I was with some other guys. We were actually on tour. And one of the other guys is Cherokee, has a lot of Cherokee blood. And we got in the van, and I was driving, and Danny was in the passenger seat, and we were just kind of meandering out of there, taking it easy and slow. And Danny said, "Look at all of that. Look at all that." And I said, "What?" And he pointed up, and eagles were coming in, and they were circling. And he said, "Yep, they're eagles. They're golden eagles." And I looked at them, make sure they weren't vultures, or said they weren't vultures and they weren't crows. They were golden eagles. And they just kept coming and coming and coming. And they'd come in 2, 3, 4 at a time, 6 at a time, and they were forming layers, circles, and flying in circles and layers above each other. Above, they weren't really right above us. They were more like over Geronimo's grave sites, all the graves. But they were very close to us. And just, I don't know how many came in, 20, 24, something like that. There are too many to count. And Danny kept saying, "Something big is going on. Something big is going on." And I said, yeah, because I knew. something big was going on. Golden eagles don't do that. You might see one or two together. They're paired up and then they have their young. But to see 20 or 30, you know, like that, it's, I've never heard of that. And I didn't tell him that I had just seen Geronimo's pony at his grave. I didn't say that. The other guys saw him too. They saw the eagles. They weren't very interested. It was Danny and me who were, so we knew that this was a something really significant was going on. And then about that time, I started taking trips back to the desert, back to the Southwest, and that's Arizona, New Mexico, Northern Sonora, and Northwest Chihuahua. That whole region is my region, and I have many, very many spirit places there. And I was taking trips more and more frequently and having more and more remarkable spiritual experiences there. And also at that time, Dina and Jim had the white buffalo there in up near the Flagstaff west of there. Now, there's, for me, bad medicine. That mountain is very bad medicine for me. But they were west of it in a protected, so, but they had the great white buffalo spirit mother in the calves, and I went there many times and paid homage and so on. So there were a lot of there's a lot of spirituality there, and all these, I just thought I'd share with you some of the experiences I've had, and I've left out more than I've had by far. I've had a lifetime full of them, and I only hit maybe 2 or 3 or 4 highlights out of that.